Mid-Plains committed to College Board of Governors. Once again, meeting in North Platte for the month of March. Hard to believe, couple of months left in the school year. Let's get a recap once again. First of all, Mid-Plains committed to College President, Mr. Ryan Purdy. Ryan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Rich?
Doing good. Daniel's there as well. Mr. Dan Steinman, how you been?
Good. Really good.
Well, guys, we're in the month of March. March, April, and then graduation May. Is that crazy or what?
It's kind of crazy, yeah, no kidding. So we have spring break right now. We've actually started our second eight weeks last week, and so 7 weeks to go, and the commencement's here, and temperatures this weekend looking like summer on Saturday and maybe not on Sunday, but here we go.
Yep, you're going to be outside. Make sure you got sunscreen on, that's for sure. The next couple of days, it's going to be toasty, that's for sure.
Kind of crazy weather we've had.
It is.
Keep the fires down. That's all we can pray for.
You betcha. You betcha. Let's get to the agenda from last night. First of all, anything open forum last night?
So we're going to rewind back to the work session real quick. Kayla Thurman, Director of Early Entry, talked about early entry successes we had after we went free for the fall of 2025. And so we saw about a 30% increase in our dual credits across the board. McCook Public Schools, obviously, is the second largest school in our service area. And looking at what they did for dual credit in 24-25, they were about 880 credit hours that they took in that 24-25 year. Moving forward to free, almost 1,300 credits. So this huge increase in the number of students taking dual credit from Mid-Plains. You look at saturation rates, and again, McCook's about 50% of their high school juniors and seniors are taking some level of dual credit. Across our service area, students that normally have taken 6 hours are taking 9 hours per year. So seeing some great some increases there. Obviously, we want to continue to improve the college-going rate, not just in general, but obviously to Mid-Plains. We know we have a lot of workforce needs, and so if we can keep our students in the service area for their education, usually they'll come back and they'll stay here for work as well. So that's kind of the next priority focus for us is the completion agenda. Once they're done with their high school career, take that dual credit, come to a community college, finish the degree, and stay home. So that's where we're at. But that was kind of the work session. Then, yeah, as we move into open forum, Dr. Potter, Faculty Senate President, was there, and just wanted to give a shout-out to Kristen Simpson and Jennifer Smalcomb, both teaching music, and they're working with UNK on a transfer initiative, a 2+2, so students can get their first two years with us and then move on to UNK. And then obviously wanted to give a shout-out to Farrah Morgan, who's in IT, who kind of keeps track of the Canvas LMS program for our students and our faculty when they're teaching online. And so Farrah is a rock star, and he wanted to make sure that they deserve some accolades. So thank you to Dr. Potter for taking a couple hours out of his spring break to come share some of the successes of faculty. Moving on from there, no students because they're on spring break. Staff, there was only a handful in the audience, and no one really had anything that was new that we weren't already covering. And then board members, Kent Miller just mentioned that we had our community college legislative day end of February, and we were able to take Jackson and Vernon, our two student trustees, with us, which was great for them to see the legislative process, be in the Capitol, have a chance to visit with our elected senators and see how that process works. So that really was the conclusion of the open forum.
And had just a couple of consent items before moving on to the action items.
Yep. So just the normal minutes from the previous month, and then the financial report for February. So revenues and expenditures tracking like we thought they would. So no surprises there. And then, yeah, move into action items. Do the bills separately, obviously, because we do have board members that when they travel to board meetings or to legislative day or to the National Legislative Summit in D.C., they have some reimbursements that need to be put out there on the board agenda so the public can see them. So we do that as a separate action item, so approve that one. And then a couple purchases, Wagner Ford Toyota there in McCook was the low bidder for a Ford XLT Transit 15-passenger van, so that will replace one of the existing vans in the fleet there in McCook. So that was just $59,949, and then we will put the one that it's replacing up for auction here this summer. And then moving on to the next action item, again, Wagner Ford Toyota, low bidder for three minivans, $115,458, unanimously approved by the board. And so those will replace three minivans, again, within the fleet, both North Platte and McCook. So thank you to Wagner for their continued aggressive bidding to make sure that we can continue to keep our fleet up to date. And it's, every time we've bought vehicles, it's been local. So we appreciate the local auto dealers sharpening their pencils and working with us to the best of their abilities.
Yep.
And then the last action item, Commercial Air Management out of Omaha was a low bid for the replacement of the ventilation system in the West Welding Lab for North Platte. And so we have the two labs, or the lab in the cast, obviously, and then we have two in North Platte. The one in McCook and the one on the east side have the new ventilation system. You walk in, you wouldn't think it was a welding lab because it does such a phenomenal job of keeping it clean. This lab is a little bit different. It's got the old ventilation, kind of a the main system that feeds all the booths. And so we're going to upgrade it. The instructor doesn't want to change out to the new system just because it's a different style of welding. And so you're going to see new booths as far as curtains, new tables, new paint, new ventilation, new electrical. But again, just trying to line up the equipment so when classes are done in May that we can tear into that and have it put back together before fall semester opens. So that really was the bulk of the meeting.
Yeah, it was kind of a light agenda for the month, wasn't it?
It really was. No major projects. You know, the ones that are going on right now, you know, Darren is working on GC in the one in McCook with McMillan Hall renovation, so first floor. So Student Services has moved over to the Union as of this week, so they'll be there through the end of the summer. Again, hoping to have that one back together before the 100th anniversary of their celebration here this fall. North Platte is doing a McDonald Belton full electrical upgrade and HVAC, I think, in the gymnasium area. So that'll be down for about a month as soon as graduation's over. And so most of the staff's relocating to Health and Science Center or to North Campus. And then we have the welding upgrade there on North. So not any major huge projects, but ones that are, again, shoving 10 pounds in a 5-pound bag over 3 months and get them done.
Reports, anything there from last night?
Watching the legislature, obviously today we expect they're going to be debating the budget bills on select file. So we are anticipating collectively as community colleges a $5 million reduction to kind of do our part with closing the gap. And so we'll be watching that as part of the agreement with the legislature for them not messing with the safety nets to allow us to do some general fund levying if we have to under a condition of a shortfall. We agreed to not do that this year. So there will be just the 2-cent capital levy like we've had for the last 3 years now. No general fund levy, but we'll have to absorb a $340,000 to $400,000 reduction depending on how enrollment pans out in July. But other than that, that was kind of what we had.
And then adjourned for another meeting, and the next board meeting is going to be coming up in April right here next month in McCook, isn't it?
April 15th will be in East Campus, and then in May we'll move to Imperial, and then we'll take June off, and then back in McCook in July.
Daniel, you got some information for us.
Yes, Mid Plains Community College and the University of Nebraska at Kearney have announced a new 2+2 transfer agreement designed to create a seamless pathway for students pursuing music. Under the agreement, students will complete their first 2 years of coursework at MPCC and graduate with an Associate of Fine Arts degree, then transfer to UNK with the option to pursue a Bachelor of Arts with specializations in music business, instrumental studies, piano, and vocal performance. Also, register for summer and fall classes right now at Mid Plains Community College. Getting the most out of your career starts with a solid foundation, and we can help you get there. Visit our website to see how you can begin transforming your future at mpcc.edu.
Guys, thanks a million for all your help. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks, okay?
Thanks, Rich.